Well, and a good morning to you.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
And a midweek Wednesday installment of a Not Necessarily the News. Where our data center evidently needs cooling.
It's not cool enough.
We're trying on the Hank Facebook Live to effort, but it says our data connection has been lost.
Oh, no. Should we call the Hood County Commissioner's office?
I'm guessing somebody didn't pay a bill.
We're done with that.
Well, oh, I don't know.
Excuse me.
Well, nonetheless, let's find out what's going on.
Let's start right out.
Thank you.
Hey, what happened?
While touring a Ford plant in Detroit, Michigan yesterday, President Trump responded to a heckler by shooting him the bird.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but fear not, it's Detroit, Michigan, so that's actually known as a friendly hello. So it's fine. And elsewhere in the presidential ranks, former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton said they will refuse to comply with a congressional subpoena for them to testify into the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. So they did not show up for their what was scheduled to be testimony. And they say they won't. So then House Representative James Comer says he's going to begin contempt of Congress proceedings against Bill and Hillary. So they'll be held in contempt. But that's a big deal. They've been holding each other in contempt for 30 years now, those two right there. So
we're done with that.
Yeah.
So it's happened again. Another one of my teen crushes is in big, big trouble with the law. Today, the honor goes to Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh,
arrested. I know. Los Angeles, early this morning. He's accused of threatening and assaulting a rideshare driver on the legendary Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. He was then arrested on suspicion of felony criminal threats, released on $50,000 bond. He's headed to court February 2nd. Charlie Sheen. Is anyone safe?
And he has 24 hours to get himself out of it.
I know. He attacked that Christmas tree a number of years ago. I thought we were really on an upswing here. Kiefer.
Stay
come
strong,
on.
Kiefer.
Pull it together.
So the number one app now, at least in the iPhone store, Apple store, is an app called Are You Dead? It has shot up over the past week, actually after the first of the year. And it's a paid-for app, actually. And it's designed for all ages and those specifically who live alone and are in fear of dying with nobody realizing they are gone.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. So
the number one app?
You can download the app. You can pick an emergency contact, friend or family. And then every 2 days, you have to tap a big button in the app. That's all it is. It's a big button that comes up every 2 days and you tap it. That says I'm okay / alive. If you don't check in for 2 days in a row, the app automatically notifies your chosen contact. So feel free to download it right there with the Hank FM app as well. And y'all stay safe out there. All right?
I mean, normally on the Facebook Live, you know, we keep tracks on.
My mom's
everybody.
Really going to worry about me now because after not calling her, after getting married, and now Facebook Live is
your mom.
She's going to be freaking out. I need to tap
you
the app.
You are her baby boy.
I need to tap
she
the app.
She loves you very, very much,
let
Kenneth.
Let her know I'm okay.
All right. So what is up
love you, Mom and Dad.
Thank
with
you.
Nicole and Keith? Well, their divorce may be final, but Cupid could be working his magic once again. Word is, he's being very generous with Nicole regarding their split. Time with their daughters. But her friends are saying, we don't want them back together. His friends are also concerned. He's exhausted. He's isolated. And looking at a future that's very much alone because Nicole was his biggest fan. Apparently, he's also wondering if this was all just a big mistake.
Ooh. Well, it's a little late on that. The ink's dry, buddy. I don't know. You can always remarry him, right?
Yeah.
They say that she ended up getting the better deal out of the whole thing because she knows all the secrets of him. And that he does have an interesting past that has not been largely advertised.
Yeah, and if you've ever gone down the rabbit hole of her divorce from Tom Cruise, the woman
that girl's been through
is anything but dumb.
Notable passing, the creator of the Dilbert cartoon, which was just all over the place in the 90s. He started it in 89. Scott Adams lost his battle with cancer, passing away at the age of 68. At its popularity, it was in more than 2,000 newspapers and all over the place. So it ran from, well, until 2023. And, of course, he was part of cancel culture and some things he said on social media, but rebounded and actually brought the Dilbert character back as a digital cartoon. So I never really got it because I wasn't in the workplace at that time, but it was a precursor to it. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if there was one on your internet connection not working for a major market radio station.
Representative?
We're done with that.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
Warrior spirit, Pete. Mm-hmm.
So are you hitting the gym for those New Year's resolutions? I will be honest. There is now a better way thanks to Dunkin' Donuts. They've teamed up with the Bella Fitness Company to offer 2-pound bangles that are shaped in their signature pink and white donuts. Mm. You can wear them around and you just get fit on your own time. They've also got these protein smoothie milk products with Megan Thee Stallion singing the jingle in a very Jane Fonda workout outfit to go along with it. If none of these options are appealing, fear not. You can stay young just by eating chocolate.
Nah.
Brand new study shows that dark chocolate has something called theobromine. And you have people who eat it and have that in their blood have a biological age that's lower. And that's one that's chronological, which is why I'm so fun.
What percentage do you think of your blood is chocolate?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I do eat chocolate in some way, shape, or form every single day.
Heather Lee.
I will not stop. You can't make me. Mm-mm. It's the key to life.
Saks Global, which owns Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday, and they will be forced to restructure their debt, struggle to shore up their corporate finances, and be forced to walk through their own stores so they also know what it's like to be in one of their stores with zero money for a change.
Yeah, take that, Mr. Saks.
And then finally, more than 65 new forms of fungus were discovered throughout the entire year of 2025. And that was just in the Willa Flow bucket.
When will that tank be cleaned?
We're up with KB and Heather Lee.
Happy to do our part for science.